Brought to you by Make Fun Network.
Welcome to the top 5 of death, where listeners vote and everyone dies. Listen and die.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Top 5 of Death. I'm your host, Matt Busy Day Bistany, here with Charles Coffee Shop Sitting Motherfucker.
Yeah, my fresh cold brew right here.
Oh, he's got his in his rainbow straw. Did you get that from a Disney cup?
No, I got it from Starbucks for free straw day.
There was a free straw day?
Yeah, you had to go and, you know, hassle them to give you a free straw with your drink.
And then I'm here with the American Dream, Will Buff Chick Dip Valentino.
Whoa, he gets three nicknames?
Close. Very close.
Imagine I didn't know your last name.
I have your last name spelled wrong in my phone, so it always has been.
Does it have an I?
No, it's A-N-Y.
No, that's how you spell it, A-N-Y. Yeah.
Or then I have it Oni, O-N-Y.
Oh, O-N-Y. Okay. That's just definitely wrong. Anyway, Tony. What's up, yo? How's everyone doing? How's the week?
Shitty. Spent it all in Connecticut at Yale. They towed my car one day.
Yale did?
They told me, yeah, because it's a crazy, there's a lot of construction going on. It's crazy chaotic. So I'm like, where can we park? He tells me where to park. They towed my car. And I had been parking there for like a week and a half. It wasn't anything new.
Did you go to the guy and be like, hey, you told me to park here, and then it got towed, so what's the deal?
I'm just going to put the cost on the invoice.
Oh,
plus markup.
Well, there you go. And any damages that you incurred, which you did, right?
Emotional, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's damage. That's cool. Charles, what about you? What's new? I feel like I haven't seen you in 10 years.
Yeah. Well, I got back from, you know. Left from trying to get this parade to my sister's place for Thanksgiving, and then came back. I've been walking around incredibly sore because I started lifting weights again.
Ooh, so strong been, boy.
Yeah, that's been real fun. But yeah, it's been an easy week. I finally got paid by like everybody all at once on the same day almost.
Like, oh, nice. What do you got? Like $4.75? $4?
Yeah, that's what I got left. I mean, might as well. This is money from like September, October. So that money has already been spent on like rent and grocery. Yeah. So it's like, oh, here's this money, and it's just going to go right away. So that happened, but that was a client that sadly I'm no longer going to be working with, most likely. I got put in. I've been trying to figure out the best way to put this. You guys know the Kobayashi Maru, right? The Star Trek test.
What?
No.
Oh, you guys didn't see even the new Star Trek movie with like Chris Pine?
No. I have no idea. I've had sex.
Is one of those. Oh, okay. That's why. That's why I've seen it. The Kobayashi Maru is an unwinnable scenario, and I was giving a video in a situation that there is no way I could have produced a good video for them. And then that kind of put me in a shitty spot with them, and then that put them in a shitty spot with their clients. So I was told they would no longer be taking that risk again. I was like, great, thanks for accusing me of bad business practices. So
what makes a video unable to be produced well?
I was given multiple notes differently than what their client was looking for. So they wanted a formulaic video, but I was told to have fun with it, which that's not how that works. So I gave them an initial formulaic video for initial review, and then I was given like 2 days to come up with the next version. And then once I showed them the initial one, they're like, yeah, they give me notes. And then I got another email following up saying, hey, this seemed like very much like our original version. So like, blah, 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 like have fun with it. So I went, okay. I was just given the green light to make changes, drastic changes, and I did, and they hated it. So
too much nudity and violence.
Should have been.
Too many edits of the Mortal Kombat 2 guy Toasty popping in.
Yeah. Toasty. But yeah, so it sucks because that was a client I really liked working with, and apparently it took one bad video and I was out. So,
well, dems the breaks, I guess, and the old is it, the free the freelance, there we go, that's the word I'm looking for.
Freelancing community. Yep. Well, and that, and I hate to reveal the client, but it was Sam. No, I'm
big falling out.
That's why
he's massive. That's why he's not. Yeah, that's why he's not on the show today. But yeah,
that'd be so funny.
So Charles, couldn't you just like make another LLC and like don't video call them or shave your beard? We'll never know.
I wish. No, that's not. It's very like video editing is. There are, if you're working with a major company, like you're going to sign contracts. But this, when you just know producers, it's almost like a handshake agreement. Like you're just like, oh yeah, here's this video, here's this and this, have fun with it, we agree on your rate. So when really in the now I'm gonna be making almost everybody sign a contract, like I get paid this rate and net 30, so I can't be screwed again, because she technically could have been like, I don't know what money you're talking about. So
yeah that's a dice roll.
Yeah, so I'm no longer gonna be doing that business practice even with people I know.
Well, there you go, there you go. Nice. Let's see.
What have you been doing, Matt?
Oh, fucking, what haven't I been doing? Let's see. I went to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade last week. That was fun.
Wish I could have been there.
I know. I know. I can't believe all that happened. You know, it was for the best. But, no, it's been pretty busy over here. We're going to be moving. We decided to move.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you going to Maine too?
No, 100% no.
Oh.
I would never.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so like we got a realtor coming by the house tomorrow to get some things going, get a looky look, explain some things to us. This is the first time we've ever actually like moved or done a process like this. Because even in buying the house, you know, it was like we bought it from a family member. So, and basically used everyone who knew someone personally. So it was like not a real experience in that regard. But yeah, we're moving. Basically, I'm like, at this point, I'm so over this like whole story because I've told it so many times. But I had like a run-in with a neighbor the day before Thanksgiving. That ended up with like him and like his son threatening to shoot up my house.
Okay.
I love the holidays.
Yeah. So,
jeez.
Yeah, it was fun, but I'm like, that was just like the straw that broke the camel's back. And like, it's been like ongoing with these people about it since, because I made the mistake of thinking that human beings were rational and I could go talk to someone about something as like a good neighbor. But no, this guy like parks his truck in front of my house.
Oh, it's for like guy.
Weeks at a time. And all I wanted to do is just be like, I don't care if you park it there like overnight or like a night or two, but if like you, it's like his work truck. It's like, if you know, you're going to like leave it somewhere for like a long period of time, like you just pull it two houses up where there's like 200 feet of parkable curb with no house on it. Like, could you just have any fucking common sense and like any consideration for your neighbors at all? It didn't go so well, to say the least. So I was like, okay, well, I can't have that. And even yesterday. So like when that whole thing happened, I like ran out and bought a ton of cameras. My house is like surveyed, like, you know, you wouldn't surveilled rather not surveyed. It's going to get surveyed when I sell it. And so like even this past Thursday, the guy, like, I have it on, like, camera. The guy, there's no one. There's no one on the street anywhere. You can see, you see the whole neighborhood on camera. But he parks in front of my house because he knows he's going to leave his truck there through the weekend. And that's what he did. And he just moved it last night. I was watching him. I was like, so I'm like so hyper fixated on this whole scenario. Anytime that camera gives me alert, I'm on my phone because I need to see what it is. And it was him. And he was like rummaging through his truck and he's like turned it on. He left it on for like 30 minutes. And I was like, and so he parked in a way where like I had to like basically back onto his front bumper to fit my car. And I was like, if he moves his car, even because I did get his car tagged one time for like a 72-hour tow notice. So I was like, I bet he's going to just move his car a little bit just to try to argue that he's not there for longer than 72 hours. And I was like, keys in hand last night. I'm like, as soon as he moves his car, I'm backing up my car.
Yep.
And that's exactly what happened. He eventually came back out, got in his car, pulled away. Before he was around the corner, I was down my stairs. I got in my car. I backed it up. By the way, here's another thing I did. I looked up the length of his vehicle so I know exactly where to put my car that prevents him from parking in front of my house.
Legally, right?
Yeah, legally. Because if he did, he'd be within 5 feet of my driveway, where in Lynn there's an ordinance, you can't do that. And then he can't fit anywhere else in front of my house anyway. So fucking parked the car, brought it back just exactly there, went back in my house, sat back on the camera, see the fucking truck come around the corner, drive up, and just fucking speed off because he can't fit in front of my house again.
What a sick battle of wits.
Oh, yeah, it's good. But like, if this was 6 years ago and I had no kids, this would be a different story. This would be just war. This would be auto war.
Yeah.
But I can't. I can't with the kids. I've been handcuffed by responsibility. So, like I said, it's just the straw that broke the camel's back. The school system here fucking sucks. Lynn is fucking filled with fucking shit bum people. Mm-hmm. Even in the nice part where I live, obviously there's like, it's like this guy, he's got the shitty house. There's like every neighborhood's got whatever. It's like, of course the people who live in the fucking shit house are the shit people. Like, I just wanted to like lay into him so bad and just be like, you have a bad life. Look at your fucking house. Look at the state of your fucking life, you miserable wretch. You're older. You have failed. You're a failure. And you are, you deserve all the misery you get. But the house is kind of small. I do have three young kids. They're only going to get bigger. It's getting pretty cramped in here. So we're going to go. We're going to bounce. We're going to leave. So that's been fun. I've been all over Zillow. That's been fun. I love stuff. I love shopping.
It's fun.
I sit on Zillow all the time. I'm not really, because we're looking just to see what we can find. I also love looking at ridiculous houses. So
yeah, I do too. I'm with you. That was one of my favorite things about when I was delivering oxygen, when I would like roll up to a fucking crazy house and be like, fuck yeah, I'm going to just walk all around this house.
Yeah.
But yeah, actually, Will, number one contender is coming up to your neck of the woods.
Number one contender? As far as cities?
Yeah.
What are you, North Andover? Tewksbury?
No, Haverhill.
Oh, Haverhill. I mean, it's like Lynn Light.
No, it isn't.
I don't have that much experience in Lynn other than some community believe college, me. But it was not that good.
No, it's... Haverhill has, like, the Lafayette Square area. And that's it. Like, other than that, in like high area,
which and is where
it.
You grew up.
But that's over still like Inca. In the left. Well, that's just like the lower half of the Avs, which are still near Lafayette Square. It's just like that center.
Fair enough. Compelling conversation.
I had to look where this was. I had no
talking
idea
about our local streets.
Anyway, it's still way nicer than Lynn. Lynn sucks.
Yeah, there's never a problem.
It's just right above Lawrence.
Lawrence is terrible.
Yeah.
It's I'm
familiar with Lawrence.
Yeah, Lawrence is no good. Anyway, so that's what I've been up to. It's been fairly stressful. It's stressful in the sense of like just dealing like a big change. But I'm pretty okay with it. Mm-hmm. I'll speak for myself on that. But yeah, so yeah, it's been fun. That's been good.
So with your neighborhood battles, you have had any time to try out Marvel Rivals?
No, not even a little bit. I still haven't even gotten a new Xbox to play it. I've been watching, I'll put it this way. My algorithms are really making it fucking hard to just not go out and fucking get the game.
I bet.
Everyone's just like having like the most fun they've ever had. Everyone's like, this is so much better than Overwatch. And it's like, man, have you played it?
I haven't played Overwatch, so this is my first like experience with this type of game. But yeah, I saw that it was free, so I'm like, hell yeah, downloaded it Friday, played a bunch this
free?
Weekend.
Yeah.
And it's on PC top tier AAA game, and it's incredibly deep in like the strategy.
Yeah.
It's a little overwhelming at first, but I've been kicking ass. Went 30-2 in one game.
Wow. With who?
Punisher.
Yeah, he seems to be a pretty popular guy. I just want to play the Hulk. That's it, man. I just want to be a Hulk one trick. That's all I'm going to do. I saw this one video. This dude, before the match started, was like sitting on like a roof, like jumped up to the roof with the Hulk. And then some flying hero came by and he just leaped out of and just snatched her out of the air and just started pummeling her. I was like, dude, the fucking game rules so hard. Why am I not playing it?
But it's fun. I played a little bit with Brian Davis, one of the fun butt listeners.
Oh, nice. Nice. Did you play as Jeff? The shark?
No, but the little shark is so adorable. in mid game, you can like submerge underground and you just see his fin. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, but in a very cute little way.
That rules. Yeah. So that's basically where my life is at. Anything else life wise, gents?
Not really. I'm still
staying alive.
Work. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unlike that United Health guy.
Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty big news story, I guess.
So
I don't know.
Let me get both of your takes. If you read that story and you have to respond with an emoji, is it a laughing one or a sad one?
If I have to pick?
Yeah.
I pick sad.
Oh, I'm picking the laughing one.
Yeah, it's because you're a radical leftist who doesn't live in reality, doesn't understand the like repercussions of like these things. That's okay.
No.
That's some surface level shit.
I embrace our upcoming Eat the Rich, Viva la Revolution, French Revolution happening over and over again.
Yeah, I'd mediocre people usually do.
You wish.
No, it's such a fucking like college, high school fucking like fantasy world of like eat the rich. It's like no point in history has that ever played out in a good way.
Yeah, I've been shit stirring this in the Discord because I know people will keep biting it. I have been open that I wish we had a government that would at least kick the door open and go like to government like
insurance agencies,
knock it the fuck off. All right, like you've been bending us over since 2020. At this point, can we stop charging everybody more money? So the fact that like we had someone do this and now everyone's shocked, like people are like, I can't believe people on the internet are reacting this way. It's like, are you kidding me? Like, it's a terrible thing that happened, but
I think the message is just that people are ready for drastic change in the country's healthcare system.
I do think the most interesting thing is that he's still on the loose and he did it in Manhattan of all places. And he's just
pretty wild.
There's no scenario to that point where I don't think when someone gets away or whatever, it's not part of the plan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, you can find like, you hear these crazy stories of like, wow, they found this person only from like their left elbow was in camera frame. I was like, oh yeah, that's crazy. And then this person's just like, and he's just like, left.
He escaped on an e-bike.
I guess it wasn't an e-bike. It just was a bike. But like, even there's so many cameras. Just track him where he went. So yeah, it's, this stinks of something. I just don't know what. And I also think it's like, I'll tell you what I don't think it is. I don't think it's like somebody fed up with whatever. I think it's because the person's just getting away. I feel like this is just like some form of chess that none of us are on the level of being privy to, made to look that way. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's too, I to your point, Charles, it's just like, dude, just hopped on a bike and left, huh? No one, no, not even like a fucking lead.
It's up there with something you feel like you would read in like a Deadpool comic. Like,
yeah,
this high trained assassin came up. He had writings on his bullet shell, like his shell casings, yeah. And then mm-hmm. just like pop, 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 da, 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 and then just biked away. Like,
and he dropped a backpack full of Monopoly money.
Incredible.
<That's right. laughs>
I said, your comparison, I saw online somebody saying this is the most cyberpunk crime I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's wild. So for me, the thing that I get to is like, I don't disagree. The healthcare system's real, real messed up, and I think it needs some change. I don't know what that looks like, because I'm not looking to have the government be involved in any way, shape, or form. Other than maybe lifting regulations to allow for a little bit of a free market competitor to do something.
Oh my God. The Virginia healthcare market is ridiculous. I have like,
what's the Virginia one like? Like, what's the deal there?
I have like, I can only choose from like basically three places, and they're all like, the cheapest is $271, which is
because
I don't think is that cheap. It's just because that's the companies that are there in Virginia. So I don't even use like, Virginia has their own marketplace website that I have to go to. So I'm restricted to like Centara, Innova.
Yeah, that's
United Healthcare.
Yeah, that's like what I'm talking. Like, just open it up. Just if someone's like, yeah, you know, I'm gonna start a healthcare company, and we're gonna just offer lower prices or whatever, and then everyone goes there, and like it's the Walmart model of everything else. It's mm-hmm. just, you know, it's you operate on a thinner margin, offering things at a lower cost, and make up for it in mass volume. And it's just what it is. But with something like this, it's like the CEO, he's just a CEO. He's not responsible for the entire healthcare system. I'm sure the dude's got kids and people that love them, and like, it's like, I can't support something like that at all. I'd rather like someone went in and just like wiped out their whole fucking network system and like all their data or something like that, you know, where it's like it really fucked over like the company itself. But I'm sure that actually would probably hurt a lot of people in some way, shape, or form. But I think it's a real immature thing to be like, yo, billionaires are bad. Yeah, I'm for the people. Like, dude, you own nothing. You have no status.
Yeah.
I get the sentiment. I'm right there with you on the sentiment of like, this thing's broken, but that's not a good thing. That's not a good precedent to set. All of a sudden, friggin' Ronald McDonald's getting gunned down. It's like, come on. The dude's just trying to make a burger.
Hey, he led the oversight on death panels. It's not a likable guy.
It's a business. It's part of the thing. Either you do that or you don't. Like, I don't know. Yeah, it's like, so I'm sure there's parts of your job too that are like, listen, I know no one likes this, but it has to get done.
I'd be like the only thing to get out of this if it actually like did change other companies out there, because I already did see CareFirst, Blue Cross Blue Shield, they decided like, oh, a couple weeks ago, they decided to be like, oh, we're going to put together a thing where we may no longer cover anesthesia that is longer than your surgery's like prediction. Like, so if you're, this is supposed to be an hour surgery, we're not covering anesthesia after an hour. And now they're so like, we're going to let that slide. We're going to start covering that. But like, oh, okay. That's interesting. It's an interesting change from y'all. So if it starts changing bullshit like that, great. But kind of weird we had to go a radical route to get that.
halfway through your surgery, you just wake up going, ah, ah. They're like, hold still, we're not done.
Do you want this to cost thousands of more dollars, or do you just want to grit your teeth right now?
That actually happened to me.
Okay. Come on.
I got a couple of years ago getting my wisdom teeth out. I went under general anesthesia because dentist stuff sucks anyway. So I'm like, yeah, go ahead, knock me out, get it over with, wake up. So I wake up in the middle of it and they're not done. And they had to finish crushing and removing my teeth while I was awake. Lots of Novocaine, so it didn't like hurt, but it just super, super uncomfortable. And the doctor's like, we can't give you any more anesthesia. And I'm just like, what? I don't even do drugs.
Yeah.
No, I'm good. I don't want to hear any of that.
The real problem is like the cost of things. Because insurance company wouldn't give a shit of costing something if it wasn't astronomically high. And part of the reason things are so fucking high and everything's so expensive is because the system is really, really, really fucked up, and it's really, really hard. Other than like a mass, like 100% agreement from all parties involved, there's really no way of fixing this because costs are high, because insurance costs are high, because the cost of procedures is high. The reason why the cost of procedures is high is because people don't pay bills, and there's no real punishment for not paying the bill. The punishment kind of gets shared amongst everybody. So I guess you could make the argument that if you're like, man, that sucks that my insurance company denied my claim because it's too expensive, because the cost is so high, because all my neighbors didn't pay their medical bills, I'm going to go burn down the neighborhood. Like that's in the same argument pointed in a different direction. That's responsible for the high cost of everything. I don't know what it is. Okay, I would know what I would support
did the same thing. He gave the same example type of thing.
Oh, really? Who did?
It's in our K-Funk in the Discord.
Oh, did he? Oh, I didn't read it. Damn. Now it looks like I fucking stole it from him.
I've been shit-stirring in there the whole time.
You know what I would have no problem with? If they were like, hey, if they took the equivalent of the money they sent to Ukraine, applied it to whatever the debt currently was for medical stuff, to set it to zero, and redid all the cost, and redid the whole system from zero, everything. And they were like, oh, I'm like, yeah, listen, they're going to spend the money anyway. Just put it, I get benefit out of this.
Yeah.
But $5 billion was too expensive for Trump's border wall, and they spent hundreds of billions sending it to Ukraine that we'll never see again. We have nothing to show for it. It's fucking, you don't hate the government enough.
It's honestly one of the things I think really lost the election for the Democrats. But it's like shit like that.
Well, like, for some reason, they became the party of war.
Weird.
They became the pro-war party. When I was growing up, that was, the fucking, the Gulf and Saddam Hussein with Bush Sr. Those were Republican war hawks. And like Democrats are like, man, make peace, not war. I'm like, yeah, I'm with that. And now they're like, if you don't support Ukraine, you're a fascist. I was like, wait, what? But yeah, it's crazy. If people want radical change, they voted for it. Maybe we'll see some good stuff, right? Honestly, regardless of how you feel about the candidates, it was the only option if you were looking for any change at all. Because the other way was just business as usual. But we'll see, right? We got a whole, to Sam's point, last time, like, people voted for it. Hopefully some good comes out of it, and time will tell. So, yeah. But speaking of Donald Trump, Kevin Weaver.
Looks like Donald Trump's kid.
looks like one of Trump's kids. So Kevin Weaver made a request. Okay. For those who don't know, Kevin Weaver is a fun butt. He's been a fan of the show for a long, long, long time. One of our longest, most dedicated fans. And he made a request because this episode will come out on his birthday. And by come out on his birthday, I mean, he hopes it comes out on his birthday, because if something goes wrong with my kids and I get too busy to edit and put it up in time, then it won't come out. But that's the exception, not the rule. I'm just saying, It's not impossible, but I will get it out. But he's been asking for this episode for some reason for the longest time. And we don't have a death, right? Or do we have a death that we need to run through? Because last week was the
as we look at voting. Oh my God, I won. I don't have anything for Thanksgiving meal farts. So
such a good episode.
That's funny. What a sentence.
I won for that apparently, but I don't have anything.
That's okay. I kind of wish. I always wanted to do, or like played around with, of having like a separate episode drop of just like a death that's a little bit more produced.
I mean, I'd be into that.
You know what I mean? Like a midweek, yeah. Like 5-minute little thing. We should talk about that. I mean,
Sam's back home, so if you guys want to start voting for Sam, he can start doing his whole musical numbers again.
That's exactly. You want more songs? Sam's at home, and I'm still waiting for my daughter's song. That I did force him to agree to make a song for my daughter. but Kevin Weaver, he's been a real, real supporter of the show, and he wanted an episode. It's his birthday, and we were like, you know what? The dude's earned it. I would also do the same for Dave Howard. I would do the same for Dave Howard. So if your birthday's coming up and something happens and you want a special request, you've earned it. And honestly, any of the old fun butts at this point, if they're like, hey, can you do this episode? I'd be like, yeah, we're pushing up to 500 fucking topics. So at this point, what do you want? Top five things that we like about you personally? Sure. I like your fucking elbows. But we're doing top five. We're doing a draft episode, which I always love because I have no prep that I need to do. I do love the draft. I love the draft episodes. There's a podcast that is all draft, and I think it's really? People that I know personally. Mm. And I swear to God, they stole the idea from us. I think our first draft was like the sitcom Family Draft. I want to say it might have been way back in the day. Mm-hmm. I love the draft episodes. So in honor of Kevin Weaver and his birthday, he's turning 19. I have no idea how old he is. But we're going to do.
He's one of those people you can look at a photo of him and be like, he's either 36 or he's 23, which is one of these two numbers. We don't know.
My favorite thing about Kevin Weaver is he looks exactly like the job he has.
Which is that?
He's just like an IT guy, but he just looks like an IT guy.
What? Self-checkouts. He works on like self-checkout scanners.
Yeah,
and stuff
but that's
like
what.
That.
Yeah, he's like an IT guy. Like I'm like a software eng dev whatever. Mm-hmm. I have worked in IT, but like Kevin Weaver's like this physical piece of something is broken, and he comes in with his fucking tools and his friggin' meters and So good for him. But we're doing the top five of death burger draft now. Does anyone know the rules or the request of this?
Yes. His initial pitch was basically you start with buns and a meat of your choice, and then you have to draft five. He said ingredients, but I'm pretty sure it's like toppings.
Right.
Yeah, because I'm not going to make the actual hamburger ingredients. But like he said, like one person can pick, to give an idea, I've already give this, one person can make grilled onions, then someone else can pick raw onions. You can do like that type of deal, but you can't be like, I get the other example I gave was like this one person picked pickles and like the next person goes like, well, I'm picking dill pickles. But like, no, pickles are off the board now. You can't just pick a different pickle.
So you can't pick a different pickle.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Can't pick a different pickle. Once you have one pickle, you are stuck with that pickle the rest of your life.
You can't dickle a new pickle.
Nope.
Okay.
Not in this America.
Shit. So hold on, just so I'm clear on this, because if someone picks pickles, if even they pick garlic pickles, pickles are off the board now for everybody.
I would say so in that term, because then you're not like onions, but there's different pickles.
Grilled onions to pickled onions
are two different like things. Grilled onions. Onions have been changed to something else.
Okay, but hear me out.
Throwing this.
I know, but this is an important part for me. If someone picked like dill pickles, can I pick bread and butter pickles? Those are different pickles, or is that not a thing? I just need to know.
I would say that's different because then also them were. I mean, I would say those are the same. Those two. That's just picking pickles.
Jesus Christ.
There's going to be so much arguing.
I'm going to have to draft pickles as my first thing. I love right pickles.
Me too.
Fuck. No, fuck you. I hope I go first. I'm going to freaking pick. All right. So wait. Do we declare our bun and meat first?
Sure. Like, it doesn't have to be our picks, but like,
no. Yes. This is just like, yeah. These are our baselines. We're all, because we're all going to start from okay. So we're going to declare our bun and meat choice preference first, and then we will go through toppings as our list. Okay. Who would anyone like to go first?
Sure. I got the randomizer up already.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Random it up so we know how to declare these things.
The current order is, well, it's Matt, Will, and then me.
Oh, thank God. Thank
my number one pick. We already did.
God. All right. So I'm going to declare my baseline here.
And so then, are the buns and meat part of the draft?
No.
So we can duplicate there.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
You're going to want to duplicate mine. Okay. Because I got a good old
pickle buns.
Pickle. No buns. Big ass pickles. The meat pickles. So so my base of my burger, okay, a butter grilled brioche bun, okay, and we're just going classic Angus beef burger, okay. That's my baseline. Do we want to go get our baselines established, or should I do my number one pick, my number one draft?
You can go right into your number one. One draft.
Bread and butter pickles is my number one. Okay. That's where we're starting.
Out of nowhere.
Wow.
Yeah. We're going bread and butter pickles on my burger, butter grilled brioche bun. Okay. So that's mine. Now, I love pickles. I only came into bread and butter pickles later in life, but man, do I love them.
Yeah. I got into pickles later. Yeah.
Yeah.
Delicious.
I bought when I was like dieting, the thing about pickles is like, they're like zero calorie, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, when I was dieting, I was just like, buy like the giant fucking jars of full size pickles. So fucking like just straight gay eating a huge pickle.
Just like, oh,
it's like, you can't, the spears are good. I do like the spears, but like I would eat like a pickle for like, not a meal, but as close to a substitute as a meal as I could get. Just a big old honking fucking pickle right in my goddamn gullet. Oh, it's so good. I've really wanted to try to make my own pickles. I feel like that's a fun hobby of like mason jars and playing with that stuff.
My dad does that. It's actually, he makes pretty good pickles. Yeah.
Does he?
Yeah.
Tell your dad to call me. Oh, you know what? No, this is exactly what I'm going to talk to him about at your wedding.
His pickle making process.
Like, I'd like to talk to you about your pickle.
It'll probably be wasted.
My dad, first you gotta boil them. All right, then.
Loves weddings.
Fucking. Let me hold on. Sit down. Pull up a chair. First you gotta boil them. Okay. Then you gotta get the right vinegar. If you want to do it that way. Okay. Listen, my son Charles is getting married today. I know. I couldn't believe it either. I also thought to a woman, you know. With all that running, I thought he was running from heterosexuality, but I guess he found one. Anyway, the pickles. You put the pickles in the jar. You can slice them up how you want. You got to slice them first, okay? My son lost his job. I am going to ask him about the pickles, though, because I would like to know. But that's my number one, bread and butter pickles.
I'm not a fan. I don't like the vinegarness.
You don't like pickles at all? Time out.
It has to question. Be buried into the recipe.
Question for you, Will. Are you not a vinegar fan at all? Do you not like mustards or anything? Okay. Yep, interesting.
No mustard, no vinegar.
I can't wait for that Nutella spread burger you're going to come up with.
I wanted to ask you, do you ever go into the gas station and buy that giant pickle in a pouch and gnaw on it?
So, I have. But
you're trash.
At the grocery store, they have Warhead, like the candy Warhead sour pickles that I've been threatening to try. I haven't yet. Will's face just melted.
That's so gross.
It looked like someone just put a friggin' like a nylon sock over Will's head. That's how much his face distorted. He looked like an N64 character. Yeah, I don't know. It sounds interesting. They have other like really wacky flavors too. And then for all of our listeners in the South, I guess this is a legit thing. Charles, have you ever seen Kool-Aid pickles?
No, I've never seen that.
I guess it's a thing. But when I was at PAX East one time, I forgot to try one, but this place had Kool-Aid pickles, like a jar of like three glass jars that pickles sit in. And one was like grape Kool-Aid and like red. What are those fruit punch? Are you looking it up?
These do not look appetizing because they're all red Kool-Aid. So they're just, they look like just like, they look like some form of like human meat they carved up.
Yeah, I haven't. Ugh. So I Googled it and it's like a pretty popular thing in other parts of the country.
Huh.
But bread and butter pickles, top draft for Maddie B. Who's next?
It's Will. A fine choice.
All right, Will, let's see.
I'm up first. I was thinking about brioche. That is probably the go-to, but I'm going to mix it up here. I'm going to go with the buttered grilled onion roll. Ooh. Like you would find on a super beef.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I'm getting so fucking hungry. I haven't eaten at all today.
This is going to be a brutal episode. I'm going to have to order lunch after.
I'm going to order it now.
So, yeah, get that nice, fresh onion roll. You know, I live next to a bakery that makes these once in a while, and the smell just wafts all over the area. It's amazing. And then for the patty, you know, just a good quality 80-20. That's all you need. You know, I'm not trying to get some Wagyu silliness in this.
Okay.
Yeah.
But for my first topping, and this is real important to the overall theme here, I got to take bacon.
God damn it.
That's a good one. I would put it over pickles.
I was hoping I was going to make it to my pick and be able to snake draft my perfect burger here in a second, but nope. Okay.
That's a good pick.
Got a course correct.
Any bacon preference here?
So something not too thick, but not thin either. You know, intermediate thickness, crispy.
That was my question. What's the cook on the bacon? Crispy?
The cook has got to be crispy, and it's okay because it can get a little moisture from the other ingredients that may follow to soften up the middle a little bit. But you want that first bite of a bacon burger, when you get just that little piece sticking out the side, nice and crispy, you got to clean up the edges of the burger. I mean, it's like an appetizer to your burger.
You know what I think does bacon on a burger well in like a mass-produced thing is Five Guys.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Five Guys is great. They're just so damn expensive.
I know.
Yo, they used to be so cheap. Like, you could get a burger and fries for under $10 from them. And now, if you just want a one patty burger and then also a little Cajun fry, you're spending about $16.
You know what? Fix that first and then take on healthcare.
Yeah.
I'll take a small itty-bitty fry and then bring out a wheelbarrow.
Yeah, it was like the local ice cream shop of fries. They're like, I'll take a small fry. They're like, sure. They just put like a little Dixie cup in a fucking 10-gallon bag and just fill the bag.
Yes.
So nonsensical. Why the cup?
Yeah. Why even a cup? It's just taking up space. Just give me a trash bag full of fries.
Yeah.
That's a good pick.
I had to lock it up.
Yeah, that's a good lock. It's a good lock. Okay. All right, Charles, let's see. Here we go. I'm going to have a watercress bun followed up with a completely trimmed fat chicken breast baked.
Boiled.
No, if there's one thing I really go ham on, it is a ham. It's burgers. I love burgers.
I like them more than I think I do. I never think to get a burger when I'm out because I'm like, I can just make a burger at home. But then I'm like, I'm not going to make this burger at home.
Depending on like what restaurant, if we're going to an American restaurant, that is like my test of this place. If this place is going to be good, if you can't get a burger right, I don't really care for this place anymore. Yeah. Well, this completely threw off. Now the bacon's off the board. This messed up my whole plan.
Yeah.
I have to go a whole different route on this burger, but I am going standard. It's going to be a brioche bun as well.
Nice.
Like, because I'm not into the whole pretzel bun bullshit.
Too thick and like chewy.
Yeah,
I like pretzel bun.
I like it too, but it's like it's fairly dense. Mm-hmm. Maybe I just haven't had a good one.
And then my meat, I'm actually going with a bison burger.
Okay,
I like going with
real,
the bison patty.
A real Fuddrucker move there.
Yeah, I was just gonna say I miss Fuddruckers because that's the only place I think I ever ordered it, and it was fucking good. Fuddruckers ruled.
Very last time I went to a Fuddruckers, they had you know, standard Angus beef, and then they had bison, elk, and wild boar. And I was like, damn.
Can I get a borger?
Yeah.
Sir, you're holding up the line.
I want to say they had ostrich, too, when I went there.
Yes.
Once.
Yes, what? They definitely did.
Really?
100%. Yeah.
Damn. What? How did that go under?
I have no idea.
It doesn't exist here.
Well, maybe they're
completely done.
No, Fuddruckers is in. Listen, I go to Fuddruckers every time I go see a movie at the Reading IMAX.
Oh, that's right. Ashburn. That's the only one around. I forgot.
There is one near me. It would take like an hour to get there.
Their food is so good. I don't know why they don't succeed.
I don't know either. It is. Their food is fine. It's good.
All right.
Go on.
Anyways, my number one pick. I'm going to go with a nice onion ring right on top of this burger.
Fuck. You can have it.
Yeah.
What about different coatings on onion rings?
No, it's just the fucking onion rings gone.
Panko crusted onion rings.
God damn it. I had panko on my list.
You got the panko crusted onion rings down at the compound.
Yeah. I'm going with an onion ring because this can also help me move on to my next pick. Since I have the snake drafts.
Oh, shit.
Brutal.
I'm going to go with, if I have an onion ring, I'm going to be going with a barbecue sauce.
You're a real cunt. Got to be honest here.
Someone already took bacon, and that was determining my whole path, and now I had to go a different way to my second type of burger.
So,
you're a real cunt.
I hate you.
I'm sorry for all those.
The same thing, weren't we?
If you have children in the car, I'm sorry for being so profane, but Charles is being a solid cunt at this moment.
Unless we're looking to actually... One thing about these drafts was there was a proposed trade that could happen. No one ever came up with... No one ever traded any of their picks, because that's how it works in draft picks.
That's true. I'll trade you my next two picks for that one barbecue sauce.
Unless Will is looking to trade me something for his bacon.
Perhaps.
Don't play his game.
I'm down for everybody getting a trade.
Yeah. Onion ring and barbecue sauce. I mean, we're going right now at this basis. We're just looking at a Roadhouse burger.
Or if you're Burger King, it's a rodeo burger.
Rodeo burger as well. Yes.
Yep.
So.
All right. Go. All right. So, Will.
What type of barbecue sauce though would I go with?
I don't know. That's a big decision.
I would say I'm probably going to have to go with it's probably going to be like a Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce.
What level of tang versus sweet do you like in your barbecue sauce? That's the question. That's the gradient.
I do like a little bit of sweetness to it, but I would prefer a tang because then if you have too much sweetness, then you're just having sugar ketchup. But I do like a little bit of tanginess to it. So you have, you know, get some, maybe a little, I wouldn't even mind a little bit of a kick to it.
My absolute kingdom for a consumer bottle of McDonald's barbecue sauce.
Really?
I love that barbecue sauce. I think it's so good.
Yeah.
I feel it only goes good with McNuggets.
What? No, you dip a friggin' double cheeseburger in there all day. It's too small. All day, Will.
I need bigger packets.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So I want to your point.
Yeah,
I want a bottle of it.
They used to do that with the whatever Rick and Morty sauce. Why don't they do it for
the
barbecue?
Szechuan sauce when they're bullied into making a product?
Oof! Bless you.
Thank you. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I thought I muted it.
No.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah.
How?
I don't know.
I'm muting the fucking thing.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
What the fuck is going on?
Welcome back to this week's episode of Matt versus Technology.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Test. Oh, yep. Shit. Do I sound like dog shit to everybody?
No.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Hold on. Tell you. Hold on. Oh, no. Okay.
But yeah.
All right. Never mind.
Fuck you, Charles, for basically ruining and hijacking my list.
Well, fuck you, because you ruined mine.
You know what the killer is? I could have done without bacon.
You. Monster.
It's too bad. All right. Well, Will, you're up now.
You're up.
Ah, shit. Those are two important ones.
I know. This really changes the burger, huh?
Yep. We're going to have to pivot here. I'm going to go with...
Oh, man. Look at the... He's deep thinking.
Yeah, I'm on the fence here.
Thinking. This is honestly, I got to say, I don't think we've ever cared so much about a draft in a long time.
And I was irate about this topic at first. I'm like, this is fucking dumb.
It's fucking stupid. People are at home sitting their mouths watering.
I'm going to go with... chopped brisket.
Oh, as a topping?
Yeah, as a topping.
All right.
It just chopped up, not too much, like, you know, 3 ounces maybe. Uh-huh. I hate these burgers, these over the top, which is all you find these days, is these monstrosities that, like, even if you cut it in half, you can barely fit it in your fucking mouth.
Yeah.
Shit dripping all over the place. That's why you get the good big onion roll, so you can put in a sufficient amount of meat without making a mess of yourself.
So, that's a good. That's
I'd chop brisket.
I don't know if I've had chopped brisket on a burger, to be honest. I'm not opposed to it.
There's a place near us that I think they don't do chopped brisket, but they do like pulled pork on top of it.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've had that.
I've heard that, but I've had like carnivore style burgers where they just put on, the whole farm or something they call it. Put on every piece of meat they can find.
Your burger would be great right now with some barbecue sauce, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
I know.
It fucking would.
Yeah, you're getting kind of fucked here.
I got to back up for that.
Okay. Hope I don't take it.
I think this one's safe, but we'll see. Time will tell.
All right, some chopped brisket. Okay. All right. Am I up now? My number two?
You're up. You're two.
Yep.
Now, so I've mentioned before in other instances, I'm a sauce guy. I basically French fries are just vehicles for me to consume some sort of sauce. So I have to pick a sauce, right? And Charles did take barbecue sauce, but I do get this sometimes over barbecue sauce, or I'm happy with it as an alternative. So I'm going with A1 steak sauce.
Okay. Never gotten it on a burger, actually.
It's good. It's good. You know, I only have A1 steak sauce on burgers. I don't put sauce on my steaks.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say that's a better place for A1 is on a burger rather than a steak.
Very much. Very, very much. When I was a kid, I would get in my head as a kid, I was like, I love, because I've always been a little sauce boy. And I was like, man, A1 sauce is so good. I have to have steak with it because it's steak sauce. There was like no getting around that rule. Couldn't. In my head, I was like, you can't put it on anything but steak. Get me a steak. And I'd be like, you're 9 years old. We're not getting you a steak. I need the steak. But yeah, A1 steak sauce on that delicious butter grilled brioche bun, Angus beef burger, bread and butter pickles. Now we got the tang and the sweet going on.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Building it up.
Building up.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
If you're out at like a fairly decent restaurant and somebody next to you orders a steak and then also A1, are you embarrassed?
I would have like a reaction probably. If I'll put it
move your
way.
Chair a little bit.
Yeah, you just hear the of the chair. Yeah, I would probably like lean in. I'm assuming I'm with my wife because I don't go anywhere with anyone else. And I'd just be like, you fucking hear that? Did you? She probably wouldn't even. She'd be like, what? I'd be like, this guy just ordered a steak and then he asked for A1 steak sauce. And she'd be like, so? I'd be like, the steak's $80.
Right.
You're going to put a $349 sauce on an $80 steak? But I don't know. Some people love it. Or ketchup. I used to do ketchup on my steak, but it's because in hindsight, looking back, my dad could not cook a steak, and we got cheap steaks. So that's what it was.
I was just going to say, your neighbor down the street puts ketchup on his steak for sure.
Oh, my God. I don't think he can even afford steak, to be honest. He's fucking trying his best.
He's got Hunt's ketchup.
It's not going well. Here's the thing about that guy. His wife's car is a Kia, like, Soul, like, kind of cube car that has eyelashes on the headlights. That is the Tweety Bird denim jacket equivalent of a car. And her name is Tammy. These people are straight out of a fucking TV show.
Yeah.
Trailer Park Boys.
Yes. And now I have to move because of them. But that's fine. I'm excited about moving because I would love to be in a bigger house. This house is great, but it is dink. A1 sauce. I do like it. They have like a couple different like varieties now. They had like a spicy one. That was pretty good. Mm-hmm. Shout out. If anyone has the ability to try the Heinz Harissa ketchup, do it. It's fucking phenomenal.
I've seen it.
It's phenomenal. Absolutely. Really? Top tier phenomenal, ladies and gentlemen. It is a class act product from a Heinz Corporation. Yeah. But okay. So now I'm snaking it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now I'm a little bit, now I'm at like a fork in the road, no pun intended. Now it's like, where am I going to go here? What do I need on this burger? I got my sauce on it. I like my pickles here. So onion rings are off the table. Are all onions off the table?
No.
You know what? I'm going to go with something else. This is tough. I'm in a tough spot because I have to make a pick and then I don't get to pick again for three picks. So I got to like think about what I'm willing to not potentially not get. Mm-hmm. But I do like, all right, so I'm going to go with, oh shit. You know what? No one's picked the cheese yet.
No one has picked the cheese.
That's a pretty important part of a burger.
Yeah, I was going to, but I have two choices, so I felt safe that you wouldn't do back-to-back cheese.
The minute Will picked bacon, it threw off my whole cheese choice, though.
I only have two choices, too, but I'm going to have to roll the dice on three in potentiality of, like, getting something else that there's only one of. Oh, you know what? I'm good. I got three cheese choices, so I'll get one of them.
Okay.
All right. So in that case, I'm going to go with, I would like to draft grilled mushrooms.
Ooh, okay.
Fine.
Yeah, you're completely, that was not, you
pickles probably, and mushrooms.
You could really? Have made that all the way to the end.
I didn't know that. But the thing was like, I really like grilled mushrooms on my burgers. And if one of you took it, I'd be really SOL because there ain't no other option there.
Raw? You don't want raw mushrooms?
I don't think I've ever had a raw mushroom. That sounds awful.
It's gross. I hate mushrooms.
I have, general. But it was drugs.
I think I knew that no one likes mushrooms. No one likes olives. You guys have like the palates of children. As I sip my Mio-infused Poland Spring water bottle.
Hey, I fuck with Mios.
They're so good. Do you do the energy ones?
Black Cherry Energy is my go-to.
Black cherry is okay. My go-to is tropical whatever, but that's hard to find these days. But yeah, grilled mushrooms on that burger, A1 sauce, sweet and butter, sweet butter pickles. This sounds pretty good. This sounds like a good burger. Yeah. All right. Well, now I'm curious. Now I'm interested to see how the rest of Kevin Weaver. Great pick as an episode. I'm like invested right now.
His original idea, he did say he's like, by like the second or third round, you're out of like ingredients. So I'm like, yes and no. You're out of like the major ingredients, but then you really got to think. You got to think outside the bun.
Yeah. All right, Will.
All right, my next up, I'm going to have to break the seal on cheese here.
Ooh, breaking the cheese seal. A couple of cheese bags in the audience, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. but I got to take the number one partner to bacon, and that's cheddar.
Okay. Yep.
You can have, wasn't even on my list.
Ooh, interesting. Okay. That was one of my cheeses.
No cheeses for us, Mises.
I mean, other than a regular burger at like a New England style cookout, you know, where it's just frozen patties with American on it. The only other, you know, burger cheese choice to me, or the second place would be cheddar. You know, since I'm going a little heavy with the brisket involved, we're gonna double that up. We're gonna have two decently thick slices on here.
Oh,
Jesus Christ! Jesus Christ!
Well, once I had to go heavy, we go all the way.
Will's burger is going to be 7 pounds.
Yes.
You just said you hate those monster burgers and you're making a monster burger.
Your burger is going to be 12 inches high.
It's going to be sized. The proportions will be good.
Okay.
Listen.
It's heavy, but
it's not big. It's not going tall. It's going wide.
It's density.
Density. Yeah, it's like vision. Going super
no
dense.
No air. No bullshit fillers.
That's a good. Honestly, thinking right now in my head, I'm not sure if I've had cheddar on a burger, which I know sounds crazy, and I probably have, but I can't think of it because I know the taste of cheddar, and I'm trying to think of a memory I have of it on a burger, and I don't think I've ever come across that. I would like to. I'd like to take a bite of your burger, Will, is what I'm saying.
Mm.
I should have ordered that. I'm going to eat the whole thing. Little Tim Robinson for you. But that's a good pick, Will.
Yeah, yeah. I had to lock down the good ones, and now we can get a little creative in the last two. Matt, I feel like you went backwards with your picks.
What do you fucking mean?
You could have saved your mushrooms and pickles for last.
I think he's got it.
Listen, mushrooms are important to me. Listen, that's a part, right? So we're trying to make our... Yep. You know what? They're going to be important to the people. They're going to be important to the people. All right. Charles Snakey Roo. Too bad right. Sam's not here. He'd be like, oh, I'll get a fucking piece of protein on there.
We'd be, if we had a fourth person in here, we'd be fucked on ingredients.
Yeah, this would be real different.
This would get nuts.
But also, Sam doesn't like food, so.
We'd have to put, like, I've seen that man eat. What are you talking about?
I don't know. Every time he talks to me about food, it just seems like he's just talking things in the most.
I feel like you have to catch both me and him on vacation type thing to figure out what type of foods we eat. But I fucking eat.
From my perspective of working a normal job, you're both always on vacation, as far as I'm concerned.
For a man who doesn't have a job, I have no time to do anything currently.
Amazing how that works, right?
Yeah. I could be sitting Sam's around like, playing Marvel Rivals.
Sam's like, oh, shit, I got to wake up and go to work and then get in my fucking RV and go to the most beautiful places in the country. What a nightmare. Meanwhile, yep. I'm fucking looking at a Ring camera 24 hours a day to make sure my neighbor doesn't park in front of my house.
It's not your job, though.
It is now. It's now.
In fact, it's taking away from your job. We need to have a conversation.
It very much is.
Yo, it very I'm much currently, is. I'm currently cutting their episode 4, and that's where they did a UTV. Like, they took, like, UTVs, you know, those, like, basically 4-passenger ATVs out. I've never been so jealous in my life. I've never been so jealous. I'm watching the footage, I'm like...
my point stands.
Yeah. Wild.
If you get the chance, there's, like, parks you can go to, at least up in New Hampshire, I went to one. Mm-hmm. And you rent one of these side-by-sides, and they take you on a little tour. And then the place I went, it's called Hammer Down UTV Rentals or something. They built this whole park like with big rocks and trails and shit that you can like drive like they show you in the commercials of these things.
Oh, that's
fun. It was so fucking fun. Like we went up this steep ass rock hill and I'm like, is this going to actually work? And sure enough, we bounced all the way up the fucking hill and it's just like, these machines are fucking impressive.
So did you get to drive that yourself or did they drive it?
No, I drove it.
Okay. Because they're driving
it was these. It's a little dangerous.
They're not on a tour. They were rented these and they just get to drive them through a fucking canyon. Like,
yeah,
it is one of those things. I'm like, damn, I got to go to Utah. Like, I have to go do this. So
that sounds fun.
It's highly ridiculous.
Where in New Hampshire was that, Will?
I want to say Littleton.
Oh, it's not bad.
We got in when they like first opened and got a good deal. It's pretty expensive, but well worth it. Like, they just let it loose.
I'm selling my house.
Sign the waiver.
Like, that's an adult toy, and that's, I get it. I wish I could afford stuff like that. But, so Pepper Jack, my number three, I'm picking Pepper Jack cheese.
That was one of my three.
My first pick was cheddar, and then my backup was Pepper Jack. I did not really have a third ready to go. So
here's the thing, by the way. Nothing's stopping you from picking more cheeses.
Oh, there's so many cheeses.
You can pick. Your next four thing could be four picks could be cheeses. It's not a rule here.
If you really wanted to, you could put mac and cheese on your burger. I've seen it. I've seen it as an option. That's ridiculous, though. But yeah, so Pepper Jack cheese. This is like, I mean, it's a great cheese. Outside of the mains,
it is.
It's great. Cheese. Just man, a slight bit of kick.
Mm. You know where I love Pepper Jack? Mm. On a cracker.
Hell yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only way to start a white family gathering.
Oh, my God.
crackers and cheese.
Yep.
So good. Me and my roommates went through like a cheese and cracker phase for like two solid weeks. And we were like, we considered starting a club where we would meet like once a month and like bring new things. And then we found like they have like cheese and cracker clubs, like subscription boxes. They're insanely expensive.
I could imagine. Yeah.
But yeah, Pepper Jack, that's a solid cheese.
Oh my God. It's so good. It's good on a burr. It is very good on a cracker. That being said, we went to a birthday party yesterday and they were told to bring crackers because they had stuff that they didn't buy.
You just showed up in yourselves. You're like, crackers here.
That was my first joke. I was like, well, we're bringing two. Like, their cheese they didn't have sliced cheese. They had like chunks of cheese that you had to like cut your own cubes off. No, it wasn't even a cube. It was a literal slice of cheese. Like,
The fuck?
A standard like part of from a wheel of cheese. And I was like, oh, I just wanted like the cheap cheese tray that just has like Colby Jack, Pepper Jack, cheddar.
White. Yeah.
But yeah.
Colby Jack, nobody, that's always the last one.
I fuck with Colby Jack. That was one of my ideas.
Like, I think it's good too, but it's, yeah.
What's it made of? What are those two cheeses? There? Is that just Colby cheese and Jack cheese?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Sure. What does just straight up Colby cheese look like? Oh, it's just yellow. Huh? It's just yellow. Okay. But yeah, Pepper Jack cheese. That's my three. And I'm following up with my fourth pick. I'm picking grilled jalapenos.
Yeah, those are yours.
Yeah.
I like jalapenos. I had no problem with them, but I'd not a go-to on a burger for me. I'd eat it.
Five Guys is the reason I started putting jalapenos on a burger. Mm. It's because it was an option. So I started putting grilled jalapenos on there. And these jalapenos are not seedless because some places will do that. They'll give you a fucking jalapeno and they have no seeds on them. So you have no kick to this thing.
You keep the heat.
Yeah. There's heat on this burger. So that's what I'm going with. I love grilled jalapenos.
So you got the Pepper Jack. You got are you a spice boy?
Oh, I like spicy stuff. I don't want to burn my mouth with it, like where I don't have any flavor. But I like flavor that has a little kick to it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm right there with you. Do you like Indian food?
Yes.
Yeah, love it.
Chicken like vindaloo.
Indian food, Thai food, Vietnamese, Korean food. I love anything that I can get some spice into.
Will, do you like vindaloo?
Oh yeah, dude. There's a place nearby I order from once in a while, and I sit there and just like.
That's
dripping, like nose running, eyes watering, just it's so good.
But that's a vinegar based sauce.
Yeah, I mean it's not straight vinegar like a pickle.
Yeah, that's true. I just didn't know what your sensitivity was, but yeah, vindaloo rules. I always get vindaloo.
Huh. Yeah, same with pickles and whatever. Yeah, mushrooms. in moderation, in a recipe, no problem.
Okay. All right.
But I'm not getting a bag pickle at the gas station.
Yeah, because you're fucking, you think you're on your high horse, not eating gas station pickle bags.
Getting a Slim Jim instead.
I know.
Much better.
There you go. All right. That's a good one. So, Will.
All right. You might take umbrage with this, but I think it's completely different. And I'm saying fried habanero slices.
Well, it's a different pepper.
Yeah. Fried habanero. So like deep fried.
Well, like a fried jalapeno, which is what I fucking wanted to say, but I figured grilled jalapenos. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
So you're going to give me fried jalapeno? I'll take either or. Habanero.
You can take it because I have done fried jalapenos on a burger before, but I already had the onion ring. I didn't want to put too much crunch in there. So. But yeah, if you want to do fried jalapenos.
You know what? I'll stick with habanero. I need a little bit of spice here.
But there you go.
Yeah, this is my backup for you stealing my panko onion ring, which was very key to this brisket burger. But yeah, fried jalapenos are fucking delicious. And habaneros. Okay. I don't think I've ever had a fried habanero, but I'm sure it would be good.
I'm sure they're fine.
Yeah, I've had straight habanero. Melt your face off.
There's a burger place that does fried jalapenos, but they're fried jalapeno poppers on a burger. And it is. It's incredible.
So hungry right now.
Yeah. It's an incredible burger.
It's 10:30 a.m. and I think I might go get a burger. I'm just going to leave my family and go, where are you going to go? I have to go.
Yeah. It's Five Guys.
Make sure you take her car though. Don't give up your parking spot.
No, her car is out there. Her car is the one holding it because my car goes in the driveway. His son spit on my wife's car. By the way, that's another part of the
yo.
Yeah.
Come on.
How old is this kid? Can you throw hands with him?
Oh yeah, he's old. He's not old, but he's like he's got to be late 20s, early 30s.
Oh my god.
He's white and drops the N bomb like he's not white. So.
Okay.
He's one of them.
Okay. Those are usually good people.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got his flat brim hat. He was arrested before for punching a bus driver.
I was hoping you stopped at bus.
Punched his dually.
Yeah.
Yeah. He spit out. Yeah. He drove by and spit on my wife's car. That was fun.
He's very cool. Very cool guy.
He's very, very cool.
Yeah.
Man child.
Yeah. In the verbal back and forth, he was telling me about how he slept with my wife present. Sure. And a part of me, I think my brain is broken. No matter what the situation is, I want to just be a goofy idiot because my reaction to him being like, he was like, yeah, he's like, last night your wife was hanging off my balls. And I just wanted to be like, looking at her and go, is that true? Did that happen? But like, that was my first like response to like, be like, cause I know how ridiculous to be like, and I was just going to be like, yeah, well, she said that she did it.
Or you look over and Megan's just going,
yeah. Like what would have been their response? Yeah. It's pretty good. Nah. I recorded it. I have it on my phone. I could play a little clip of the yelling if you'd like to hear it.
That being,
you know what? I'm going to do it. Let me plug in my phone.
Certainly.
I do have to warn people that there is some profane language in here.
Oh no.
So also anything that's said is not being said by anybody on the show. This is just for record keeping purposes here. Let's see here. Let's plug my phone in. It's also like me having to try to keep, because I called the police and they were on their way, which is like meaningless in Lynn.
Yeah. Or anywhere in that matter.
But let's see here.
They just come out because you called and then they're like, well, what do you want me to do?
That's basically what happened the first time. Then we had another cop come out later. The whole place is useless. So basically I almost got into a fight with the older guy and I came back in the house and I was like, I have to call the police because this is getting out of hand. Call the police. And then I went out, and when I went out, they drove by because they were like leaving at the time, and the son like hung out the window and like spit on my wife's car. So then I yelled because I was trying to keep him there until the cops arrived, which again, fruitless effort, because on like the local Facebook page for like my town, someone was complaining about the police showing up 45 minutes, taking 45 minutes to show up to a stabbing.
Jesus.
Yeah. So and you wonder why we're leaving. Let's see here. We do this. That's like that. All right. Let's see if we can even hear this. So to set up the scene, they are at the stop sign at the corner of my house, of my street. And I'm trying to get them to stay in hopes that the cops show up while this is happening. And then the first thing you'll hear is, so the whole thing is over, just like over parking. So my wife's like, why don't you just not park here? Cause they're like, we're just like in a shouting match at this point. But, here we go. It's 34 seconds. And the shooting up clip happens at the end. You might have to listen a little bit cause they're like driving off, but this is what I had to deal with. And I've been having to deal with. So without further ado.
Why don't you just not park here? That's it.
Fuck the boat. Fuck the boat. I'll speak and get you back. Fucking pussy.
Yeah. Well, we're on our property.
Ah, you might be banging my ball the other night, too. I spoke that
one. Wait, the cops are coming.
Are you ready?
Wait, the cops are coming.
God, that guy sounds so cool.
Yeah.
I was actually pretty upset of how cool he was. That's the reason I'm moving. Because I just can't compete with the coolness level in my own neighborhood.
It happens.
Yeah, well, you're not from Dorchester.
Yeah.
And neither is he.
He's from Methuen.
Yeah. Also, again, the dude's white.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just awful.
Yeah. We found another one.
So that's fun. So we'll be moving. but back to the burgers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Matt. So mine was a fried habaneros.
Yep.
Oh. A little static.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So fried habanero. I mean, I've never gotten a habanero on a burger. I do like habaneros, but they have a little more kick to it than a jalapeno.
Sometimes they can be devastating. And I think the same goes for jalapenos too. You can get, you know, some
too fresh
that are just fine, like mm-hmm. no flavor, no spice. And then you can get a jalapeno that just scorches you.
Yeah. Too many seeds in
too
there.
Too many seeds.
You're messed up.
Yeah. The seeds will do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'm back
Your last two picks.
Bringing it home.
Oh, shit. These are my last two?
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh my god. All right. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So, okay. All right. All right. Okay. All right. I'm picking my cheese.
Okay.
I'm going Swiss cheese.
All right.
Some nice, melty Swiss cheese. I'm basically a pretty big fan of like an Alpine burger.
You're still in there on theme.
Swiss, I am.
Grilled mushrooms, steak sauce, pickles.
So Swiss cheese. I'm a pretty big fan of Swiss cheese. It's I would like it. I like it on man. Give me a ham and Swiss, like cold, like just like a normal everyday sandwich. That's my go-to. Honey ham, Swiss cheese. Got to do a sandwich draft coming up. This does change the show to food. Drafts.
Food drafts.
The food draft show. But yeah, Swiss cheese, like you're saying, it's right on theme. I love it. I think it's very good. Being a harder cheese, a little trickier to melt.
I was just going to say, you said melty Swiss. That's not easy to achieve.
No.
Because I like Swiss, but it doesn't quite melt the same way as a cheddar or American would.
Yeah, it's tricky. You have to have a place that has like those like little steel burger domes that go on the burger. like on the grill. Mm. You know what I mean? So it's like
steam it up.
Yeah, really traps all the heat there and lets it melt. Because to your point, Will, you want to like put a slice of Swiss. One of two things. Either the cheese needs to be sliced very thinly so you can melt it, or you have to cook it long enough to melt it. But at that point, you're now risking the cook of the burger, unless you like are so skilled at it, you know exactly when to put it on and whatever. But I do like it. I like its flavor profile. It's very good, in my opinion. Another cheese that I really like, but I've never put it on a burger because I just don't think it has a place there, is, man, I love provolone cheese.
Yeah. I've seen, and it's nothing I've ever wanted to order, but the, like a chicken parm burger where they'll use the provolone.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's like a chicken.
Thing, I just, yeah. At that point, I just want the chicken.
Yeah. I just give me the entree. But yeah, so that sounds good to me. And then I guess my last hurrah here, this isn't like a breaking thing here. This isn't like an innovative thing, but I want a good slice of tomato on my burger. Give that to me. Solid. Nice, you know, a little pop of color in there. Mm-hmm. Give it to me all day.
Yeah, a really good tomato can make an entire sandwich.
Yeah, I totally agree. But then, right, a shit tomato really fucks it up. Like an unripe, hard center cut of the fucking tomato. Ugh. It offers nothing other than discomfort. It's awful. But
I am not a tomato slice person.
You're like a put a whole tomato on the burger kind of guy?
Nope, I don't want any of it on there.
Oh.
I'm not a tomato, like slice of tomato person. I don't like it. Never have, really. I mean, sometimes it has to be like the perfect slice on there that I don't notice it as part of the burger or sandwich. But
okay. If I can beefsteak slice.
Yeah. Dude, one of my favorite things is slices of tomato, some friggin' balsamic vinaigrette and some feta cheese. Yeah. Yummy. Or like a nice caprese salad, a little basil, a little buffalo mozzarella.
That's when you're feeling fancy. You get that for lunch and you kind of feel good about yourself afterwards.
Like, yeah.
I just ate a half a pound of cheese for lunch and I feel great.
Yeah, that's really what it is. But it's good.
Good.
Yeah. I'm done. That's my burger. Yeah. If you don't like it, you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
The grilled brioche, Angus beef, bread and butter pickles, A1 steak sauce, Swiss cheese, and tomato.
That's a solid burger. God, I'm going to go get that right now. I'm going to go get that right now.
So fucking good. My last one.
Out your burger. Yeah.
All right. So I'll review mine too now. We got griddled onion roll, some 80-20 beef, bacon, chopped brisket, fried habanero peppers, and I'm lacking moisture because I wanted that barbecue sauce badly, but Charles sniped it. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to use just a couple of tablespoons of some au jus from like you would get it with a French dip.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
Did not see this.
I did not see it coming either.
Yeah.
Yep. You got all the animals in there. A little bit of juice. This thing is delectable. I recommend sharing it with your spouse.
Why not?
In bed.
Why not just instead of putting it on there, just have it as a dip?
Yeah, because I thought of that, but I didn't think of it, so I didn't say it.
Oh, okay.
You just put it on. You can have it on the side too. Sure. But that's getting a little aggressive. You're going to need one of them fucking splash bibs. But that's my burger of choice.
Okay.
All right. So my burger is also, you know, grilled brioche bun. You got a nice bison burger patty. Nice onion ring, barbecue sauce, pepper jack cheese, grilled jalapenos. And then I was trying to figure out what else we could throw on this burger because you got a lot already together. Barbecue sauce overpowers almost everything. So I was like, I'm not putting a mustard on this. But I'm going to get a little bit of garlic aioli onto those buns. Just to round that out. So that's my final ingredient on that burger.
You
just
have
garlic aioli.
And barbecue sauce?
Just a little bit. Barbecue sauce is going to be on the top. Garlic aioli is going to be spread underneath the bun, underneath the patty.
Charles, I got to be honest here. I don't know what to say.
Yeah. I like it. I don't know. Because I can't get a mustard on there. Barbecue sauce, again, takes everything out. Can't get a mustard on that burger. I don't want to put mayo on there.
Yeah, but you just have the barbecue sauce. Why do you need another one?
Just put a little bit of garlic aioli.
I feel like
it's basically mayo.
You took barbecue sauce from everyone, and then you just slapped us all in the face.
Hey, if Will left bacon on the board, I would have been a bacon and blue cheeseburger. Just straight out the gate. That is my ideal burger. I love that. But
I'm like offended.
No. A little bit of garlic. You should try it out.
Yeah, I don't do mayo. I don't really like mayo, but a garlic aioli is pretty good.
I like a garlic aioli. I like mayonnaise. Mm-hmm. I don't.
And pepper jack cheese?
Oh, yeah. It actually is weird. Yeah, Charles, you fucked up.
I don't think so.
You fucked up.
I wasn't going to put like lettuce on my burger because that's like the other ingredient. And I was like, I don't like lettuce on a burger. But
yeah, but you could have put. I don't know.
What else are you going to put on this burger?
All right.
If I were you, I would have, because you lost bacon, I would have said like pancetta or something to get it back. Same flavor.
Yeah.
Then you basically got a high-end rodeo burger, which is what I was kind of going for at first. I've
never seen pancetta on a burger, so.
It's bacon, basically.
Do Canadian bacon?
Ugh, that's ham. Come on.
Do ham. Dude, my other go-to burger is like a Hawaiian burger. A little slice of ham, some pineapple on that, teriyaki sauce. Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah. Give me a hit of that burger. Oh, God, I'm so hungry.
Yeah.
I need to end this. Right. I'm going to go fucking get a burger. My wife's going to be so mad.
We have a couple of Fun Butt
burgers all right.
submitted.
Let's hear it.
Weaver better sent one in.
Oh, my God. Imagine he didn't.
Oh. We have Eric Torreson. He has number five. He just says cheese. So he has cheese, bacon, ketchup, mustard, and dill pickles.
That's a burger.
That's a burger.
Kevin Weaver. Birthday burger right here. He has a 50-50 blend bacon and beef burger.
50% bacon?
You wait, ground bacon?
Woo!
That's a lot of salt.
He has cheese, ketchup, mustard, pickles, and jalapenos.
Cheese, ketchup. All right.
Yeah.
Cheese, ketchup, I figured he'd have something a little outlandish here based on his previous sampling like of weird foods.
Like a VHS tape or something.
We have Ryan Brown. He has blue cheese, yellow mustard, grilled onions, jalapenos, center cut bacon. His honorable mention is your mom's roast beef, flaps, au jus, dill pickles, ghost pepper sauce, and ghost pepper cheese. Next up, we have Mitch Mint Freshest of the Fun Butts. He has mayo, mustard, chili, cheese, and then another patty, which. I did think about that. I was like,
yeah, second
I just
patty,
throw another patty on here. Next up, we have Dad. He has blue cheese crumbles, ketchup slash mayo mix.
Okay, mayochup.
Yeah,
it's a popular thing.
Yep. Yeah,
bacon, avocado, and a fried egg.
A little breakfast burger.
Yeah. Next up, we have CJ Doubleday. He has a ketchup mayo mix as well. Bacon, onion. Boneless, skinless chicken thigh, and then fried egg with a runny yolk.
I tried that with the bone-in chicken thigh. It was no good.
Mm. Adds a nice crunch to that burger. lastly, we have Bulky Mania. He has crispy fried onions, barbecue sauce, cum, bacon, and American cheese. So I guess you got to add a little bit of that salt to that burger.
I've got one other question for you guys.
Yep.
One good patty or two like smash burger thinner patties?
I'm a thicker patty guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never got on like the Smash Burger. Patty. The Smash Burger train.
Why is that thing?
They're fine.
I don't know. Someone was just like, oh, I'm going to smash a burger. And everyone was like, oh, this is cool.
I think because it only takes like 30 seconds to cook them so they can crank them out.
Yeah, that's true.
But
yeah. Give me the meat. I want to see the pink.
Jesus Christ, Will. I'm going to edit the episode now.
Yeah, we got to put explicit on this.
Jeez.
Don't give me that tone. I'll come shoot your house up. You don't know where I'm from.
Yeah, we'll get in line. Yeah, all right. That's. I mean, right. I'm Pepper so burgers. Hungry.
Yeah.
Lunchtime.
Seriously. I'm getting off here. I'm going to go make 8 sandwiches or something. I got to eat something right the fuck now.
Hopefully people who listen to this episode have already eaten.
We should put a warning at the beginning. Like, you should fucking eat before this episode starts or you're going to fucking have a rough time.
Yeah.
Can you edit in a preamble that says, you know, call DoorDash now.
Yeah.
And by the time you're like midway through, you should get it.
Yeah.
And then you will reach that bliss point of listening to Top 5 of Death.
I'll eat a burger.
And enjoying a burger.
Yeah. All right. Do what Will says. Yeah, that's going to do it, I guess. Anything else before we go?
Follow us on YouTube and everywhere else. It's always Top 5 of Death. Always the number 5.
Always the number 5. Yeah, do all that stuff. Do it, baby. Go to top5ofdeath.com. Join the Discord if you have not yet. But yeah, sick, dude. Well, we'll catch you next week. Smell you later.